What surprised you Saturday?
I thought that the North Dallas voters and the winner of the many contests within the contest would win, either Lynn McBee or Mike Abelon. But that didn't happen.
Right.
They didn't finish in the top two. They you know, fell off the pace. And so sure enough, Griggs made the runoff. And I knew his base in North Oak Cliff would turn out for him in huge numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric Johnson, who got into the race last, stormed his way to the top, basically, and finished first. That's what was really remarkable. And it surprised me that the North Dallas candidates sort of split up the vote and didn't force their way into a runoff.
There are a lot of South and East and even some Northwest districts that went for Eric Johnson.
Exactly. I mean, for a guy who didn't spend any money on television, who spent most of his time in Austin, the session is going on now until, you know, the end of May. And for a guy to finish first, that says a lot.
It's interesting because there were two Latino candidates who kind of early on seemed pretty strong. Regina Montoya went into the race probably with as much or more name recognition as anybody else. And Miguel Solis, very young, 32 years old,
right.
I think, but has made a lot of headlines on the city council and kind of his personal life story. They both kind of topped out right around 10%.
You know, you're right about Regina Montoya. She did not run a broad enough campaign or a targeted enough campaign. Miguel Solis, totally different reason, I believe. You have to be able, a candidate like Solis, to bring new voters, younger voters, into the municipal process, and it just didn't happen. And I think he learned a hard lesson. And it's not his fault. I admire him for running because we need progressive candidates and younger people to try to fire up the electorate. But he couldn't do it.
Let's talk a little bit about Scott Griggs. He's an interesting character because he's been kind of an iconoclast on the Dallas City Council.
Right.
And his closest ally there, Philip Kingston, is kind of in the fight for his political life right now. He got beaten. He didn't lose because he made the runoff. But he's
in trouble.
Yeah.
60% of voters in District 14 voted against Kingston. What makes Kingston unpopular in some circles is what critics of Griggs will try to tag him with, that he can be divisive, not a unifier, all of that. That's what you're going to hear. And so Griggs's challenge is to separate himself from the negative aspects of Kingston and to some degree his negatives and cast himself as a candidate, a broad candidate that has the ability to unify the council and not divided.
So I wonder how significant you think it is that Eric Johnson was born in West Dallas.
Right.
Scott Griggs is from North Oak Cliff. You have two people from that side of the Trinity River who are the finalists.
That's extremely fascinating. And this is exciting in a sense that while North Dallas voters typically pick the mayor, from Mike Rawlings to Tom Leppert to Laura Miller, to even Ron Kirk to a degree, now you have a situation where you're going to have two candidates with two different perspectives. They are not North Dallas guys, you know, leading the city. And that's significant, I believe.
Gromer Jeffers is a politics reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time.
It's always great being here with my friends at KERA.